Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast. And today I wanted to talk to you about search and how to be able to actually a little bit different, not just search marketing as it relates to getting your website on Google, but actually taking advantage of a different type of search. Because I was reading an article actually on QuickSprout about this, and he was talking about optimizing for the other search engines, which include social networks. Because it's interesting, the thing he talks about, Neil Patel actually wrote this article for QuickSprout, and he talked about the fact that, you know, you might be thinking that Google is the only search engine big enough to be worth focusing on. And it's true that Google is massive. He says Google gets about 40,000 searches per second, which is around 3.5 billion, with a B, searches per day. But the misconception is that social search engines aren't big themselves. So, for instance, he's mentioned that, consider that Facebook reached 1 billion searches per day back in 2012, and it's only grown since then. And he also talks about some of the other social networks as well, like Twitter gets 2.1 billion queries per day. And so that's not far behind Google as well. So I thought what I'd do today, he goes in and talks about several of the different search engines, but I thought what I'd do is focus today on what he talks about with relating, how it relates to Facebook, because I think this is a really good article. And I'd like to give you some tips, especially if you are a local business, because if you want to be able to reach your local customers, Facebook is a great place for you to be. In fact, he specifically says local businesses, in particular entertainment businesses, need to be on Facebook. And here's why. He says users look for businesses for a few main reasons: to read reviews, to get recent and upcoming deals and news, etc., and to get more details such as your hours of operation, where you're located, things like that. So he says that getting found in Facebook search results can get you immediate business. And in addition, if you're active on the platform, you can often get that searcher to go ahead and like your page. And then that means that you're going to have another follower that you can market your business to in the future. So he gives an example where he says, pretend that our user lives in Chicago or is visiting the city and they're looking for a nearby pizza place. So they search Pizza Chicago. And Facebook's algorithm understands that our searcher isn't looking for people, photos, or groups. So all the top results are actually pages or places. And you know what? Just for giggles here, I'm actually going to go to Facebook and just check this out for sure. Because sometimes, I still think things, people search one way and you get results, and sometimes somebody else searches and you get a different result. So, nope, he's true. He's right. I actually get the first two things are two places. So it's Old Chicago Pizza comes up for me and Pequod's Chicago Pizza comes up for me. So let me see what his one. Now see, he had different results. those two, let's see, what was the one I had? No, see, he has two different results. He has four different results. This is so funny in this article. I'm not sure when he wrote this article, but it just goes to show you that wherever you are and when you search on Facebook, you're going to come up with some different results. But anyway, the first thing that he noted here was the fact that reviews are not king. He says the top result has the worst rating. And And it's true. That's interesting on mine, too, is that the top one has a 4.3 rating, and then the second one has a 4.6 rating. So that's interesting. So even though high ratings are probably better for conversions, they're not necessarily mandatory for high rankings. And he also says that likes are also not king, because in his results, the second one had 340,000 likes. So let me see. On mine, let's see here. Yeah, that's interesting, because it looks like the first result has 2,231 likes, and then the second one, actually, I can't even tell how many likes it has. I think I'm actually going to click on the result, and let's see what it says here. It says they had 11,000 people liking it. So that's so interesting. You would think that the page with more likes would show up higher, but it doesn't. So that's pretty interesting. But Facebook does understand location, and Facebook knows that Chicago refers to a location, not a name. And now on his, even though the second result didn't have Chicago, it ranks because its locations are in Chicago. Whereas for me, both of these did have Chicago in the title, so I guess that's why they showed up. So it's interesting that, you know, he goes on to say that reviews, likes, and having the exact search phrase in your title are all likely ranking factors, and they do count, but it's likely that they only count for a bit, and the benefit of having more quickly yields diminishing results, and that's definitely true. So the main factor for local businesses is location. So one other strategy he considered doing is to add a longer-tailed keyword to your business. So instead of calling your page Chicago Pizza, you could call it Chicago Pizza, Deep Dish Pizza, and more, and then that might help you stand out a little bit better. So in his example, that's true. And he does, when he goes into the Google Keyword Planner, he shows that Deep Dish Pizza gets about a third of the volume of Chicago Pizza. So if you're just starting out on Facebook, it is going to take time to get hundreds of reviews and likes, but you could target a simpler keyword in your title and on your page and mention it a few times and still get some organic Facebook traffic to your page. So I think that's rather interesting, in that for how things are not what you would expect, the results that you would get on Facebook for local businesses. It's kind of interesting. Now, he does go on to talk about if you don't have a local business, the other thing that you might consider doing is getting involved in groups, because that's what Facebook users are searching for. They're looking for interests. So the first thing a news user does frequently is search their favorite topic. And most of those searches will bring up a combination of groups and topic pages. So if you can rank highly for a relevant search in your niche, you can then funnel that traffic back to your website. So here's an idea, is that you create a group or a page in your niche around a popular interest and rank for the main search term. And then you include a link in the page or group description back to your website and periodically include links in your posts. Now, he says it might sound a little complicated, but it's really simple. So let's say someone's interested in marketing and they're going to search for content marketing in the search bar. Well, all of the top results in this case are groups, but for other results, you know, you might see some pages as well. So groups are where any group member can create a post, especially if that's how the creator of the group, well, basically, that's what the creator of the group has done, is created it that way. And then the creator can be both a regular member and a moderator. And then you can also set privacy restrictions on if you want the group to be open to searches or a closed group. And, you know, the number of members for each group may not always seem very impressive, because some groups might have as few as 50 members, for instance. But you can regularly drive thousands of visits a month to your site with just a few hundred active members. So the groups have two main components. First is a group description, where you could possibly put a link back to your site if it's done tastefully. And then the main place, other than your title, this is the main place where you can include keywords. But the other part of the group, the other main parts of groups are the posts, of course, which can be made by any member. Now, it might make sense, he goes on to say, for groups with more engagement to rank higher in the search results, but this doesn't seem to be the case right now, maybe later. But plenty of groups full of spam rank highly for broad terms, too. So you've got two main options to take advantage of search traffic that leads to groups. Number one, create your own for a niche community and build it up. And number two, join groups already ranking high for your main keywords. Be active and then drop links back to your website occasionally. So that's going to be the main thing. And then the last thing is, if you got your own business page, how do you get that to rank high? Well, he's still talking about groups here. If you do that, well, the group search engine is very primitive and seems to focus mainly on keyword in the title, keyword in the page description, and number of members. So the search results are terrible and irrelevant for broad keywords such as marketing. So you want to be more specific, he really talks about. Put your keyword in your groups or pages title as well as a few times in your page description. And it's going to take some work to grow your membership, but once you can get a few hundred members who regularly participate, then it's going to take a lot less active work on your part to maintain the growth. And I tell you, it definitely is paying off for a lot of people. I'm a member of several different groups on Facebook, and I've noticed there's a lot of them are actually speaking groups. And I noticed that there's one person out there who does regularly post in about four groups that I'm also a member of, because I will see the little, notification light shows up and it's like, oh, there she is. She's posted in that one. She's posted in that one. And they're all the same post. But the point is that she's getting out there. And I gotta tell you, I'm going to confess right here is that I have not been doing this as regularly as I should. Mostly I've been a little distracted lately with some personal stuff going on, but once I get back into being more focused, once I deal with some other stuff, I'm definitely going to make it a point to do this and start being more active in some of the Facebook groups, because I think it is a good way. I just had a great idea. I may start an experiment and do it for the month of October and commit to myself to post regularly in a few key groups. I'm going to have to do some research here in the next couple of days because it's the end of September right now. But I think that's going to be a really great strategy. And then I will report back in November and let you know how it goes. I think this is a really good experiment. I'm going to launch that and see how it goes. So, I think that's going to do it for this time. What I may do is, tomorrow, I think in the next podcast, I'm going to talk about how you can leverage Twitter and Twitter search algorithm to help you out. So I'm going to continue this article and focus some more on that. So for now, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast so that way you won't miss tomorrow's episode. And you can find us on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. And as always, I invite you to please leave a comment or a review. I'd love to get that from you as well. And if you would like to connect with me on social media, you can find me at Gloria Rand on Twitter, Instagram. My Facebook page is also Gloria Facebook.com/GloriaRand, and use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed. And that way I know that you are one of the podcast listeners, because we've got folks from all over the world here, and it's a wonderful thing. So until next time, I am Gloria Rand, wishing all of you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter, @GloriaRand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed.